If we open our Bibles, please, to Isaiah chapter 40 and the verse 29. There's just one verse, and the Lord has left this verse on my heart tonight. Isaiah 40, verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. And tonight, this verse just sums up the latter part of my testimony. Because God has given me the power, and he gave me the strength to cope with what I had to cope with, especially in a year that's passed today. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I was born in Ballaghy on the 10th of November, 46. I was the youngest of a family of 10. There was 8 of us girls and 2 boys. I wasn't brought up in a Christian home, but I was sent along to Sunday school and church in Ballyscullion Church in Ballaghy. I started primary school at the age of 3.5 because of low numbers. And then I went on then to the intermediate, which is now called the high school. I left the high school at 16, and I got a job in Jackie Graham's shop in Ballaghy, where I worked there for 6 years. Now, in all of that time, I was caught up in a lot of the things of the world, and I was down many roads which were displeasing to my Saviour. Then I was invited out by a good Christian friend in the Lord to the meetings that were held here in the Portobello. I went out to them quite a bit, and shortly after this, I met Winston, who became my husband, and we were married on the 26th of June, 1970. I started to go back out to the meetings again and church, and after quite some time, thank the Lord, I was saved. I'm not sure of the date, but I remember the night well. It was a Sunday night, and it was in the year 76. And the verse was Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come unto him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. Now, it wasn't an easy road. There was many struggles and trials and disappointments. I'm sure if any of you are saved here tonight, you know it's not an easy road. God never promised any of us an easy road. But all the time, the Lord was with me. Now, by the year 78, we had 5 children, 2 girls and 3 boys. And I thank God tonight that all of those children were sent to Sunday school here and to many meetings. And then moving on a good bit to 2010, where my husband, Winston, he had been attending the doctor for pulled muscles and fractured ribs. He was referred to Antrim Hospital on the 31st of July, 2010. And after scans were done, we were told that he had 3 tumours. There was nothing that could be done. And on the 14th of August, he passed away. He was 2 weeks in the hospital. Now, the Lord seen me through this time. And I thank God tonight for all the friends, Lord, who gathered round and who helped me. And for the friends who prayed for me. And I thank God tonight for the people in this church, Lord, who prayed for me, and for people in other churches who prayed for me as well. Then, in 2011, I thank God tonight for this as well. The Reverend McRae had a mission in Tobermore. And on the 14th of April, 2011, I thank God tonight that God saved Kyle. Now, the Lord was moving in my home. He had spoken already, and I thank God that Kyle got saved. Now, I didn't ever think that death would ever come to my home so soon again. And Andrew, my youngest son, he was a great worker. He was a great footballer. He just loved the things of the world. And most of all tonight, he loved his children. He had three wee children, and he loved those children. And he had to be admitted to hospital, for he had taken like a wart out on the side of his, more of his stomach. And he had to have this wart removed. But it was later discovered that it was melanoma, a tumour which is on the skin. He had also glands removed, and they were infected as well. He was off work for a while, but then he went back to work, and he went back to playing football, and he joined the band. He was an Annaghmore band, which he loved as well. He went back to the band, and on the 12th of July of that year, he went with the band. But then he began to feel unwell again. His blood count was very low, and he was admitted into McMillan Hospital for about 5 weeks. Now, all the time I thought that Andrew was going to get better. I never thought for 1 minute that I was going to lose him. I couldn't accept it. Even when people were telling me things, they seemed to know more than I did. And I was in denial of the whole thing. I just could not accept that he wasn't going to get better. But thank God, on Monday the 17th of September 2012, I'll never forget this, I got a text message from him, and he said, "Mum, I've got saved." Well, I'll never forget that. He also texted me that he had text Ryan here. He asked Ryan to come over to the hospital. Now, that was a wonderful thing in my life, for there was two of my boys saved, and I thank God tonight from the depths of my heart for this. Now, he got home again for about 4 weeks, but then he had to go back into hospital, to the cancer hospital in Belfast, and then he was moved back to McMillan again, where he was only there for about 3 days. And he passed away on Saturday, the 3rd of November. So this weekend, the Lord has been very near to me. And I thank God tonight for a God who never fails. I thank God tonight for the trials that he brought me through, for the struggles that he brought me through. And I thank God tonight for the friends that Andrew had. And the day of that funeral, it just proved the friends that he had. And I thank God again for God's people who prayed for me and for my family. And I just want to lift God up tonight. I want to give God all the praise and all the honour and all the glory. There's nothing in me, but I thank God tonight that he saved me. I thank God he has saved two of my family. And I pray tonight, Lord, that the rest of the family will be saved, that Sharon will be restored. And, oh God, I pray for my grandchildren tonight, Lord, that you'll save my grandchildren. I thank you for saving Michaela. And I pray, God, that you'll save the rest of them, that you'll save Andrew's wee children. And, oh Lord, while young in life, dear God, that they will come to know you, whom to know is life eternal. And if there's anyone here tonight and you're not saved, if there's anyone who's backslidden or cold in heart, I just would plead with you tonight. Dear God, I pray that you'll come to the Saviour, that you'll make no delay and find the Saviour, dear God, whom to know is life eternal. Amen.